WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The death toll is now 6 in the stabbing attack at a shopping center in suburban Sydney, Australia. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said,
"This was a horrific act of violence, indiscriminately targeted at innocent people."
The attacker, who's not been identified, was shot and killed by a police officer. The Associated Press reports that a video shows commandos raiding a ship in the Gulf of Oman and spoke with a defense official who attributed the raid to Iran. There are regional tensions as Iran could retaliate for the Israeli attack on its consulate in Syria that killed top military leaders. President Biden said the U.S. is devoted to Israel's defense. Vice President Kamala Harris in Arizona Friday tried to tie the state's new strict abortion ban that dates back to the 1860s to former President Donald Trump. He hosted embattled House Speaker Mike Johnson Friday at his South Florida estate. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. A man who caused a bonfire explosion in Shawano County in October 2022, injuring 17 people, has been sentenced to 1 year in jail. 18-year-old Samuel Armstrong's sentence could be shortened to 6 months with good behavior. A Milwaukee man is charged with first-degree intentional homicide and mutilating a corpse in the disappearance and death of a young woman. 33-year-old Maxwell Anderson is believed the sole suspect in the death and dismemberment of 19-year-old Sade Robinson. A judge set Anderson's bail at $5 million. The closure of a northern Wisconsin manufacturing plant will result in the loss of 350 jobs. Employees of Geldwin in the Rusk County village of Hawkins were informed Thursday that the wood and door manufacturing plant will close in the first quarter of next year. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Lots of sunshine for today and warm with highs in the low 70s. A mostly clear sky tonight, falling to the mid 50s for the low. And more sunshine for Sunday, high mid 70s. On Monday, sun continues and breezy again, staying in the mid 70s. Showers and storms likely Tuesday. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now it's 38.
Never even get me out on the floor. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant joining you. We are live with the Saturdays in 60s and 70s. All right, so Kevin Kellogg is on vacation today, so we are filling in for him today. So I say we. Now, normally I have a little bit of supervision here, and I do technically have a little bit of supervision here today. However, Corey Hartman is in Las Vegas. Normally him and I are doing the oldies show. So I have a special guest co-host. I'm going to introduce her shortly. So we will get that going. So again, if you want to text in today, Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dallas text line 608-355-9970. We will get those requests in today. We already have some requests coming in already early this morning, so I know people are up and listening. So we will do our best to fill Kevin's shoes. Now, we have a request from Heatherstone Farms. We have Mike and Jessica listening this morning. And so ladies first as always. So we have Jessica. She's requesting Landside by Fleetwood Mac. So we're hoping all of our technology behaves itself so we can play that for you this morning. And here you go, Landside by Fleetwood Mac for Heatherstone Farms.
I took my love, took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around. And I saw my reflection in snow-covered hills till the land. Landslide brought me down. Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love? Can the child within my heart rise above? Can I sail through the changing ocean tides? Can I handle the seasons of my
He went away, and you hung around, and bothered me every night. And when I wouldn't go out with you, you said things that weren't very nice.
My boyfriend's back, and you're gonna be in trouble.
Hey la, my boyfriend's back.
When you see him coming, better cut out on the double.
Hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You've been spreading lies that I was untrue. Look out now, cause he's coming after you.
Hey, la, my boyfriend's back. Hey, he
such a long time.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
Now he's back and things will be fine.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You're gonna be sorry you were ever born.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
Cause he's kind of big and he's awful strong.
Seven Max FM, Dave Grant with you Saturdays at the 60s and 70s. As a reminder, if you have a song request for us today, please text the Whole Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dallas text line 608-355-9970. We already have Mike and Jessica with their request in. Now we're going to play Mike's request. He wanted us to play Loud Out Stay, so here is that on Max FM.
And they're waiting to go. towns all look the same. We just pass the time in the hotel rooms and wander around backstage till those lights come up and we hear that crowd and we remember.
I wanna
Saturday at the 60s and 70s. It is Dave Grant with you on Max FM. Those requests are coming in on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line. Again, that number is 608-355-9970. We will get all those requests in this morning. All right, as I said, I have a special guest co-host this morning. I'm going to give a little hint with that one this morning with this next song. We'll see if anyone figures out who my special guest co-host is this morning on Max FM. So 99.7 Max FM. It is Saturday at the 60s and 70s. Dave Grant joining you this morning. All right, so I did allude to the fact that I have a special guest co-host this morning, and we're not going to play that song just yet. So good morning to my special guest co-host, Wendy. How you doing?
Good morning, everybody, at the Saturdays 60s and 70s.
And normally we are not up and about moving that quick at this time of the morning on a Saturday morning. Traditionally in our house, we sleep in until right around 6 o'clock. We're up at this time in our household because our little one usually has us up and he's got things he wants us to be doing at this time of the morning, namely watching TV. So yeah, he's a little disappointed. He is home today. We do not have him in the studio with us because, you know, he would be getting into trouble, I'm sure.
That would be a little crazy.
Yes, it would. So Wendy is actually joining me for her inaugural morning show today. She's been on the air with me many times before, like at the fairgrounds and other events, and a lot of times on Sunday afternoons or Sunday nights when I'm doing things. But this is her first morning show because she's not been available to do morning shows typically with me in the past. And the thing that is a little bit interesting as well is part of that, normally it's usually Maddie or Corey with me because then I have a little bit of supervision as part of this. Well, guess what?
The bosses are on vacation.
Yep, they are safely in Vegas. I did confirm that with Mr. Corey Hartman last night. So he is indeed in Las Vegas. I'm hoping he's enjoying himself. I know he is not listening right now because it would be like 4:25 in the morning in Las Vegas if I'm doing my math correctly. I think that's right, isn't it, Wendy?
Probably, but if he was up, he could just still be up.
Right.
Because, you know, in Vegas,
yeah,
you don't usually go to bed, Dave.
Yeah, I know. It looked like he might have been active when I got up this morning. I was actually chatting back and forth with their son, Max, this morning already. So we were up all bright and early. So, yeah, we'll see if they are listening. Now, as a reminder, if you want to listen to us, you're not in your car. You can go download the Civic Media app, scroll all the way down to the bottom. That's a free app. You can put it on any mobile device. Scroll all the way down to the bottom. Look for Max Smiley. house and tap on Max FM. Now, there's an option to text us. That'll come right to Wendy and I in the studio. We do have our text line up. We have the Whole Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line. That number is 608-355-9970. Now, if you have some birthday wishes, some anniversary wishes, you can also text those in. We're going to do birthdays and anniversaries this morning. I already know we have one birthday from someone that is actually working here. I'll give you a little hint. He's on his way to Ireland today. And I believe it's also someone's birthday tomorrow who happens to be in Vegas.
Yes.
So we'll talk a little bit about that as well. So again, if you have any song requests, I know we have a couple we need to get to yet. The Whole Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, that is 608-355-9970. Now, Wendy, you grew up listening to a lot of this music, right?
Yeah, these were oldies when we were young.
Well, yeah, we were kind of young, but they were not quite, because if we're talking 70s there, Wendy, right?
Well, yeah, we were like in our
3-year-old range.
Elementary school age at that point.
So yeah, they weren't quite oldies at that point. So no, the 60s, you know, a little bit. And this is the stuff that Wendy and I grew up listening to. Now, I know in your household, it was always interesting to the music that you woke up to. You woke up to a diverse amount of music in your house.
That was a little later in life.
Yeah. And so I know I experienced that as well when I was staying with you in Milwaukee for a little while as well. So this is the stuff that we listen to. And this is something that I've been looking forward to doing. Now, Wendy and I sat down. I think we started Tuesday night, Wednesday night. We started looking at our playlist here. We actually had to trim this down because we had over 5 hours of music, just of things that we had found that were like, hey, this would be cool. This would be cool. So we have trimmed that down.
So we went a little long.
Yeah. And who's going to know? The boss is out of town, right? And, you know, it was kind of funny. We talk about being out of town now. You can listen to us anywhere because you can stream us online also at max.fm. And so I found that out the hard way last time Wendy was on vacation, because I thought I was being kind of funny while she was on vacation, because I'm like, there is no way that Wendy's listening. She's on vacation. And I couldn't find the coffee filters. And that was an ongoing joke for the longest time in our household. And again, I didn't think Wendy was listening, so I'm just kind of bantering away about it. And all of a sudden she goes,
Wendy was listening.
Yeah, Wendy was listening. And she's like, yeah, the coffee filters are in such and such a place. And I don't think that's where we ended up finding them. We found them somewhere, but I don't think that was a place, was it?
No, it turned into a whole thing. We actually found them at the store because we didn't have any.
Oh, that's right. We did not have.
Oh, no, we didn't have them right then, but then we found them way in the back of the cabinet, which was not where I thought they were.
Yeah.
We laughed about that for a while.
And I was walking into places now where people were laughing about this and were like, hey, did you get your coffee this morning? And I'm like, oh, boy, there were definitely people listening, and I know where Wendy works. People are asking me about it as well. I'm like, oh, I'm a dead man when Wendy gets back to town. So, yeah, we had a lot of fun with that. We have a lot of fun working together. We've done this before. We've done this a lot of times when we're live out at the fairgrounds in the circus wagon, and we have a blast out there on the weeknights doing this. So we've been looking forward to doing this for 4 hours. You're probably going to stick around with me after 10 o'clock, aren't you?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of rode here with you, so I better wait for you.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, so if you have any requests, again, 608-355-9970. I see we have another one that's come in. We'll take a look at that.
Go text line. Yeah, get your groove on.
So, yeah, we definitely, and if you have any birthday wishes today or anniversaries, you can feel free to text those in. I will be glad to do that today. So, we've got another one coming in, so we will get those up. So now we do have Sean. He texted in. He wants us to play something by Neil Diamond, so I'm going to go find something by Neil Diamond. I think I already know what song I have in mind for that one. So
push the button, Dave.
So we will play that. We got to get those commercials in, too, of course. So again, any song requests, 608-355-9970. We're keeping an eye on the text line this morning. I actually have Facebook up as well. I know that's scary. We have a lot of equipment that is sitting in here today that's not normally in the studio. I mean,
I am multitasking.
I'm running 3 different computers at the same time. You know, I'm not real good with computers some days.
No. I know a guy, though.
Yeah, I know a guy as well. So, again, this is Saturday at the 60s and 70s on Max FM. You have Dave and Wendy Grant with you until 10 a.m. We'll get some song requests up next on Max FM.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on Sunrise. Seasons Counseling, therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities, has trained, compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community. Through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling, let us help you reach new heights.
Is this house a good price compared to others in the area? Are prices going up or down? If I don't make an offer right this very moment, will I miss my chance? These are just some of the questions a home buyer might ask. And these are the sorts of questions an agent who is a realtor can help answer. Because realtors have the expertise, data, and access to specialty training to help you navigate the process of buying a home. They provide support, guidance, and have your back every step of the way. That's what realtors do, because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Your experience is our top priority at Backroad Baraboo Motors, where you'll find a top-notch crew that gets the job done right, thorough advisors that explain it all, a free car wash with every visit, and a waiting room where you won't mind the wait. From routine service to major repairs, our certified team is here for you. Backroad Baraboo Motors, proudly servicing all makes and models, just off Highway 136 in Baraboo and online at baraboomotors.com.
City I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Lots of sunshine for today and warm with highs in the low 70s. A mostly clear sky tonight, falling to the mid 50s for the low. And more sunshine for Sunday, high mid 70s. On Monday, sun continues and breezy again, staying in the mid 70s. Showers and storms likely Tuesday. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now it's 36.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Touching warm, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
99.7 Max FM. It is Saturday at the 60s and 70s. David and Wendy Grant with you today. All right, we do have our text line with text requests coming in again. The Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line. That number is 608-355-9970. We have a request from Aaron. Is she really going out with him right here on Max FM?
We'll be right back. look inside the let the sound take you away.
On 7 Max FM. It is Saturday at the 60s and 70s with Dave and Wendy on Max FM. You know, that was Steppenwolf, Magic Carpet Ride. Wendy started looking at me a little bit, trying to figure out what song I was playing, because she doesn't really see what I see at this end, so she's kind of flying blind over here. You doing okay with that, Wendy?
I can't see a thing, Dave.
I know. You kind of look like Wilson to me in Home Improvement, because basically most of the time I see just your headset, maybe a little bit of your eyes and head from over here with the monitors that are in front of me, so yeah, I'm kind of chuckling.
Are you telling me I'm short?
I would never say that you're short, but
You put me behind the monitor.
Yeah, well, I didn't put you in the corner, at least.
Well, that's a novel concept.
You know, so there is that. You could be in the corner over there, you know. It's a little warm in here. I will say that. Wendy goes, it's going to be warm in the studio. I'm like, yeah. When we got here, we got to find a thermometer because
it's a sauna in here.
It is definitely a sauna in here. And I also checked in our tech room this morning, and guess what? They still have not fixed the air conditioner yet.
Rockstar.
Yeah, I asked about that like 6 months ago. I go, can you please, please, please fix our air conditioner. It has not happened yet. Normally, we have a fan blowing in there, but because we don't want all you hearing the fan in the background, we had to turn the fan off as well. Yeah, exactly. So that's a little bit of a problem, so we had to figure that one out at some point. I guess I'm going to have to send another email and say, would you please fix our air conditioner?
Now, be nice, Dave.
I am always nice in my emails, aren't I?
I don't know.
Yes.
Are you?
Nah, so you don't get carbon copied on too many of them.
Well, that's probably good.
But we're talking highs near 70 degrees today.
Ooh,
so it means
spring is here, people.
Yeah. It's great. And then tomorrow we're talking somewhere near like 73, and Monday will be like 72. Now, you know, we see a chance, there is a chance of showers coming up into the week. Mace will talk a little bit about the weather coming up in a little bit. But I looked ahead of next weekend because, you know, I was kind of curious what it's looking like for next weekend because, you know, we got some things that we may be doing. Yeah, that's going to be a little bit cooler next weekend. So if you have outdoor stuff you need to do, now is the time to do it. Now, I was kind of checking out our yard yesterday because always the joke is, when am I going to mow the lawn? And I think that's going to happen very soon, actually. Don't you, Miss Wendy?
Well, probably, or you may lose the dog.
Yeah, so I think that's probably on today's list is kind of what Wendy is hinting at. And guess what I saw on the tree bank yesterday?
A new tree?
We do have a new tree out there, so that is fantastic to see. But I also saw something else that kind of added a little bit of color to the yard yesterday, and I kind of couldn't believe that was out there already. Dandelions. Yeah, we have dandelions already on our tree bank this morning. I noticed that. I'm like, yeah, we're going to have to definitely do something with that. But
why'd you plant those, Dave?
Yeah, I know. And it's one of those, I don't use a weed killer. We have a dog who runs all over our yard. Our neighbors.
And he eats everything.
Yeah, that too. He doesn't eat the dandelions, but I do think he's part billy goat sometimes.
He'd probably try it, though.
He would. He'd try and go, now what's this? It tastes kind of funny. But the dog is always out in our yard running around. So we made the decision. We don't do fertilizer out there because he's out there all the time. And honestly, I used to be very thorough about how our yard looked. I was out there fertilizing it.
Thorough is not the word for it.
Yeah. I've tried to behave today, you know.
Why start now?
I know. But yeah, it's one of those, since he's out there, I'm not doing it. But I couldn't believe how green it is out there. So I think that's when we get done today. I think lawn mowing's on the list of things that we have to do. And actually, I'm going to do it. I'm putting the snowblower away, I decided today. I think that we don't need that anymore. What do you think, Wendy?
I certainly hope we don't need it anymore.
Right? So that means if we
I have my flip-flops on.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay, I can't see underneath the table, so I'm not going to look right now. I'll trust you. I'm not going to ask you to lift your leg up in the air. Okay, she does. She didn't fall out of her chair either, because, you know, Wendy does
things. I'm a professional.
We got to be careful with these chairs. These are a little bit... You have the squeaky chair we found out today.
I do have the squeaky chair.
Yeah. We got to find WD-40. That's got to be somewhere in this studio. So, all right, as a reminder, if you do have any birthday or anniversary wishes, Wendy and I are going to do those in the next hour. What do they need to do to get those into us, Wendy?
They can text them to us at the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line at 355-9970.
And that's a great way to also get a song request. We do have one that we need to get in for Chris yet. I actually see my Facebook page. We got one from Greg, so I have to see if we can play that song. Ooh. So, yeah, we've got them coming in. Like I said this morning.
Coming in everywhere.
We have used the studio's got quite a bit of stuff going on. Three different computers, three different computer mice. So it's been kind of fun with that. We have stuff everywhere. We went all out for this today.
So do I have to call you the mouse wrangler?
Yeah, I think okay. So. And I got to try you, because, you know, we have two of the same kind of mice here, two of the same keyboard. Now, someone labeled the keyboards, no one labeled the mice. So we could have a lot of fun with this. Now, I've been known to pull a prank or two when we're at the station. And let's quickly talk about the last prank that was pulled at the station. Wendy?
I don't know anything about that.
Yeah.
Rhonda, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so Rhonda, if you're listening, Rhonda is our wonderful salesperson. And Wendy decided to play a joke on her. Of course, Corey and I got blamed for this. It was not us this time.
As it should be.
Yeah, but it wasn't us this time. It was you.
No, it was totally me. I claim it.
And so we have this old LP cover that someone decided to white out the eyes and put dollar signs in it. And we try to...
creepy.
It's very creepy. We call it creepy eyes. And I'm sure Mr. Boyer has some great music. He actually now has a whole different type of music that he plays. Because we had to Google it, and it's not something we're going to be playing on the air here.
No.
But we call it creepy eyes.
And not even scary. At Saturdays at the 60s.
No, maybe on Sunday morning, but...
Please, no.
But this is just a creepy LP that someone decided to do that to, because Corey and I were at the AM Tower. We found it one time when we were up there. Usually when him and I are up there doing things, it's an adventure. Yeah.
He also got me an awesome polka album from there.
Yes, we did. And they also make awesome Frisbees that we found out at 11 o'clock at night. We think someone may have called law enforcement.
Shenanigans. There's always shenanigans.
Someone from Oak Park Place was watching us flinging LPs all over. And yeah, I don't know how happy. There were some people that were back there looking for something later on after that, and we had them all over the place. That's just how we roll. So.
Well, we are all about entertainment here at Max FM.
Yeah, exactly. So, you
know, different sorts of it.
Yeah, just different sorts of entertainment. So again, if you have any song requests, 608-355-9970. That's the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line. You can also send us a message on Facebook. I actually have Facebook up. See, I can do Facebook at work right now and not get in trouble for it.
Way to go, Dave.
So yeah.
So what are you going to play next? What's coming up?
Let's see what's coming up. So we had Chris. He requested Sister Golden Hair. So that will be what's coming up next. We'll have Sister Golden Hair coming up after a little break here. And then at the top, though, we're going to have some news. We'll have a little bit of an update on weather. It's going to be a beautiful beautiful weekend. So that's all you really need to know. So,
well, no, I need to know this too. Is there golf in our future?
I don't know. We'll have to see if we get some of our chores done today. We'll talk about it.
Chores,
so,
s'mores.
Yeah, we gotta get some chores done. We've been
s'mores. Those sound good too.
Oh, you know, we have the fire pit.
We have the stuff.
We have the stuff. Okay, so we're doing s'mores. That's definitely on the list. So, all right. So we're gonna get Sister Golden Hair up next, and at the top of the hour, we're gonna have some news and weather right here on Max FM Saturday at the 60s and 70s with Wendy and David.
Woo! For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need, and this year we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See HFHWisconsinRiver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in Northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or sugar? Charcuterie boards. The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
All of us have a role to play in promoting a mental health friendly workplace.
So what can I do to help?
As a CEO, I can set the tone for a supportive culture.
As a manager, I can offer assistance and accommodations.
As a coworker, I can be a source of support.
As someone with a mental health condition, I can ask for what I need to perform my best.
What can I do?
What can I do?
I can remind others that none of us are alone.
And that we all benefit from workplaces that promote good mental health.
Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
City weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Lots of sunshine for today and warm with highs in the low 70s. A mostly clear sky tonight, falling to the mid 50s for the low. And more sunshine for Sunday, high mid 70s. On Monday, sun continues and breezy again, staying in the mid 70s. Showers and storms likely Tuesday. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently 35 degrees.
I tried to make it Sunday, but I got so damn depressed that I set my sights on Monday, and I got myself undressed. I ain't ready for the altar, but I do agree there's times when a woman sure can be a friend of mine. again.